It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome to the NFL. If you're an NFL fan of teams in Denver, Chicago, Phoenix, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and Green Bay and Houston this week, your Christmas stocking is likely going to feature a big lump of coal this year. That's because your favorite NFL team currently has a 1% or less statistical chance of reaching the NFL playoffs during the final 5 weeks of the regular season. For many of us, this time of year is already quite stressful. Trying to satisfy everyone during these hectic weeks leading up to Christmas is already tough enough. For NFL fans in the cities mentioned earlier, the reality is now settling in that your favorite football team really does stink this year and has a 99% chance or more of missing the NFL playoffs. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos.
Come on down!
Denver fans are really suffering this year. The team spent $50 million per year to acquire the one piece of the puzzle which Bronco fans thought would take them back to the top. Quarterback Russell Wilson jumped ship from the Seattle Seahawks to Denver last year, and he was hoped to be the spark needed to revive the pro football fortunes in the Mile High City. Today, Denver has a record of 3-9. Even if they were to win 5 straight games to finish 8-9, the Broncos are still going to miss the AFC playoffs. At this point, Denver Bronco fans would gladly just take a 1-game winning streak.
Yes!
I don't remember a bigger free agent dud than Russell Wilson appears to be in Denver this year. The former Super Bowl winner in Seattle appeared to desire a change of scenery after playing his first 10 seasons with the Seahawks. Orange Crush fans in the Rocky Mountain region loudly welcomed Russell Wilson to the Broncos. After Denver finished 7-10 last year in 2021, the Broncos believed that a top-level quarterback was exactly what this team needed to rescue their lingering offensive problems. The Denver defense had allowed just the third fewest points in the AFC last year in 2021, so all this team needed was to score more points on offense, and the Broncos should quickly become a factor in the AFC West this year. Russell Wilson, the 9-time NFL Pro Bowl quarterback while in Seattle, was ready for a new beginning in Denver. The Broncos reworked his contract and agreed to pay him nearly $50 million per season, $245 million over 5 years. The franchise bet heavily on their new quarterback to quickly deliver success on the field in Denver. Through the first 12 games of his time in Denver, Russell Wilson has thrown just 8 touchdown passes in 12 games. Over his previous 10 NFL seasons, Russell Wilson has thrown at least 20 touchdowns every year. He'll need to throw a dozen touchdowns during the final month of the season to avoid setting a new career low. Just last Sunday in Baltimore, Denver was only able to manage 3 field goals on offense, but still held a 9-3 lead against Baltimore late in the fourth quarter. The Broncos then allowed a game-winning touchdown during the final minute, engineered by the Ravens' backup quarterback, as Denver lost again 10-9. But if you think the Denver Bronco fans are depressed, it's time now to discuss the New Orleans Saints. Monday night in Florida, the Saints were leading Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers 16-3 with less than 4 minutes to go in the game. With a win, the disappointing Saints would have regained some hope for the season and moved their record to 5-8. And despite that poor record, the Saints would have moved to just one half game behind Tampa Bay for the lead in the dreadful NFL South Division. Knowing that Tom Brady is the NFL's biggest magician late in football games, the Saints failed to capitalize on several opportunities to put this game away late in the fourth quarter. And right on cue, Tampa Bay's talented 45-year-old legend rallied the Buccaneers to score twice in the final 3 minutes. Tampa Bay scored a shocking 17-16 last-second win over the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have floundered on the field in recent years. The retirements of longtime quarterback Drew Brees 2 years ago and longtime head football coach Sean Payton last year have left a leadership gap. The Saints then tapped defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to take over the head coaching job for this year. The Saints' talent on offense and defense, and its corresponding huge payroll, had led fans to believe that the 2022 version of the New Orleans Saints were going to be a competitive football team. Though a few key injuries did cause some problems for the Saints this year, every NFL team has to deal with injuries. New Orleans has now lost 4 of its last 5 games, and worse yet, this team appears to have simply given up on their season.
Sell, sell, sell.
I've long held that the NFL brass likes to see its favorite teams and players, such as Tom Brady in Tampa or Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, winning those close games and making it into the playoffs. A combination of talented players and a little good fortune and key penalty calls by the NFL referees also doesn't hurt their chances. Current Dallas Cowboy fans have not seen their team play in a Super Bowl in 26 years. But for many of us older fans, we long wondered if the name CBS meant Cowboys Broadcasting System during the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Dallas always seemed to get a friendly whistle or no call when rallying to win those close games in advance into the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Many NFL fans also believe that the Green Bay Packers also have received a lot of those favorable rulings from the officials over the years. Not this year. This season, the Packers, now 5-8, have gone from a Super Bowl contender to a team which trails the NFC North leader Minnesota Vikings, who are 10-2. The Packers trail by a whopping 6 games in the loss column with a month to go. How in the world has this happened to Green Bay? Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39 years old this month, has yet to pass for 300 yards in any game this year for the Packers. And on defense, Green Bay has allowed opponents to rush for 155 yards per game on the ground. That's third worst in the entire NFL. Also, the legendary Lambeau Field home advantage for the Packers has just not materialized, as Green Bay is just 3-3 at home in 2022. So in a nutshell, Green Bay's offense is lagging, their defense allows other teams on the field too long, and the Packers have simply not dominated anybody at home this year. The team's current 5-8 record, though disappointing, looks to be about right. And then we have the Houston Texans. The eyes of the nation's pro football fans were on Houston last Sunday as their former beleaguered quarterback Deshaun Watson came to town with his new team, the Cleveland Browns. The Houston fans rightfully gave Watson an earful of booing on nearly every snap on Sunday. The former Texans quarterback had to settle more than 20 civil lawsuits related to some alleged inappropriate conduct with a number of Houston area massage therapists back in 2020. But somehow, the Texans were able to work out a trade and shipped Watson to Cleveland and will now receive the Browns' number one NFL draft pick for 3 straight years. Despite taking a 5-0 brief lead on a field goal and a safety against the visiting Browns, the Texans did what they always do in recent years. They found a way to hand the football game to Cleveland. The 5-7 Browns scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday without the benefit of their offense even being on the field during a 27-14 win over Houston. The bumbling Texans allowed a 76-yard punt return for a touchdown, which was the Browns' first punt return for a TD since 2015. The Texans then also handed the Browns 2 defensive touchdowns. One of them came on a walk-in touchdown after the Houston quarterback fumbled at his own 5-yard line. And then later in the game, a batted ball interception led to another prance-in defensive score for Cleveland, courtesy of the Texans' hapless quarterback, Kyle Allen. At a record of 1-11-1, the Houston Texans may soon own another number one. The team will receive the NFL's number one overall draft pick next spring as long as the Texans don't find a way to blow that too. That team must continue to lose to remain ahead of 3-win teams such as the Chicago Bears, the Los Angeles Rams, and yes, the Denver Broncos. Can the Texans do it? Well, if you're a diehard fan of any of these NFL teams, you might want to utilize the month of December for more enjoyable or productive endeavors. These NFL teams are simply not worth your unwavering support, at least not for this year. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Sometimes bad is bad.